What's up, everybody? I'm the 40-year-old collector, Paul Hickey with nooffseason.com. And today I'm going to talk to you about staying calm, cool, and collecting well into your 40s and beyond. All right, let's jump right into it. So I'm going to use a recent blog post that I wrote as a little prompt here. So for those of you who want to make negative comments about me reading from my blog post, go ahead and do so. It's not going to bother me. All right, so this was actually put together for people who were born before 1985, because if you were born after 1985, you really didn't grow up the way that we did, those of us who are trying to collect sports cards into their 40s. We know the drill. We basically, sometime over the last couple years, likely during the recent pandemic, found our boxes of old sports cards, or our parents found our boxes of old sports cards as they were cleaning out their house and shipped them to us. Either way, it's been a lot of fun going through them. And I've actually written a lot about this in my recent book that I released on Amazon called What to Do After You Find Your Old Sports Card Collection, The Middle-Age Dude's Guide to Selling Old Sports Cards. You can go to nooffseason.com/book and you can order that now. I would really, really appreciate it. But what I mention in the book is that, A, you can't walk into retail stores anymore and just buy packs for reasonable prices. That just doesn't exist. B, you got some price boners initially as you looked at your old cards and you searched on Google and found some eBay listings for thousands of dollars. Then you realized these cards, in order to be worth money, had to be graded by a grading company, likely PSA, or that they were just the asking price and not the actual sold price. Yada, 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 yada. And three, you like that A, B, and three, right? Three, the good old days are gone. The hobby that we remember is filled now with either high-dollar investors that we can't really compete with, or 19-year-old punk-ass kids who just basically flip cards and talk shit on subreddits. More on that coming up. And they move back and forth between Target, you know, real physical Target stores where they're camping outside because they have the time to do it and they don't have a significant other who demands their time, PaniniAmerica.net, and NBA Top Shot, which is ridiculously priced. They move at fucking light speed while we're at work earning a living for our families or watching our kids. But don't let it get you down. This is, after all, sports cards. It's sports cards. It's super fun. And I've made the decision that I want collecting cards to be a big part of my life once again. I call it competitive card collecting. More on that at competitivecardcollecting.com. I think it's a lot like a mix between fantasy sports, stock market trading, and sports gambling on steroids. And I love it. So after talking with my wife, I've decided this is a part of who I am and my long-term journey. And I want to share my top four tips on being able to gain fulfillment from collecting sports cards into my 40s with you. Okay, the first thing that you've got to do is you've got to let go of the I've got to have the whole set mindset, okay? I know this is something that we all did as kids, where we could easily go out and spend our allowance money on multiple packs of cards every week. We could ask for boxes of cards from our parents and our grandparents for Christmas or for Hanukkah or whatever, and we could get boxes that would basically allow us to complete our full sets in our binders. You can't really do this anymore because it's like I mentioned, it's next to impossible to actually get these packs, these unopened packs. And when you do get them, you're paying top dollar for them, likely in a secondhand marketplace. So brands like Panini Hoops, Donruss, Select, Prism, it's going to be hard to do that. So if you're trying to collect even subsets of cards, like artists from Topps Project 70, which I think is really badass, it's going to be hard. So I think you need to lose the whole, I've got to have the whole set mindset and accept the new game. And PCs, personal collections, are perfectly cool and fully accepted. But the person who focuses on PCs only these days, is they're usually too much of a purist for my taste. So I prefer competitive card collecting, which I elaborate on in a minute. I think the second thing is don't worry about cards as an alternative investment. At first, I was fascinated by the fact that my old collection could be worth enough to help my family get a down payment on a new house. So I thought, okay, I can flip these cards, get $40,000-$50,000 in the next few years. And I love that the sports card investor app and products and content kind of promotes profit from the hobby you love. But I just don't think that that's super realistic for a lot of us in our late 30s and into our 40s. We don't have the time necessarily to dedicate, or the money, the disposable income to dedicate dropping on Luka and Zion rookies and then flipping them, or waiting for our old cards even to be graded by a company like PSA. It's possible, but I just don't think that that should be your focus. What we need to focus on is what I call competitive card collecting. And you can go to competitivecardcollecting.com to get more information on it. But it's basically a way to kind of challenge yourself to be historically correct. Have fun buying, say, a Miles Bridges card for maybe $7 or $8 right now, a Miles Bridges rookie card, and then watch as LaMelo Ball comes back next season and he and Miles Bridges just basically take the Hornets to a playoff run. Now, if you're right on something like that, the Miles Bridges card will double, triple, even 5 to 10x in value. And it doesn't even have to be graded if Miles Bridges makes the All-Star team. So I think that that's fun. I think that that's really fucking fun. And so if you're with me on that, competitive card collecting into your 40s could be for you. It's basically like more fun than daily fantasy sports, and I think less risky. I think the third thing is know what to expect when you're asking for help online. There are a lot of just fucking assholes out there, okay? And they typically come in the form of people under the age of 20 who are potentially in college and just don't have anything better to do than read troll Facebook groups, troll subreddits, and determine what kind of question they think is stupid, and then try to make somebody feel like shit for asking that question. I just don't support this. I say collect with respect, and I'm going to leave it at that. So stay positive and embrace the online aspect. There are a lot of great people out there. There's a great website called thecardflip.com. It's a collaboration with the guys from Breaker Culture, at Breaker Culture on Twitter. Ty and his guys are great guys. I think that they're doing a great thing at thecardflip.com. So if you're serious about it, you can get some great deals there. I think also you should join the Panini and Topps e-newsletters, paniniamerica.net and tops.com. I mean, this is not something that we could do when we were kids. Now we've got a little bit more money in our 40s and we can have some fun on the online stores of the manufacturers, and we can buy direct from manufacturer. Now, we're not going to spend $12,000 on the latest we're not going to spend $1,200 or $12,000 over here on the latest drop. What we can do is we can find some Panini Instant cards. So there are cards called Panini Instant over here, and we can actually just pick the cards we like and the cards that we want to buy. And so I think that if you want to get your kids involved in trading cards, they're not cheap, but they're cheaper. And you can actually just go pick the card that you want and you can buy it for less than $30. Right over here, Topps has a version of Panini Instant. Topps is called Topps Now. And so if you're a baseball fan in particular, but they also have NHL cards, Bundesliga, UEFA Champions League, WW. Topps Now is the brand. And so if you just want to buy a card, order a card for $10, you can get the card that you want. It's not going to necessarily rise in value the way that a card, say, from a Prism pack or an NBA Hoops blaster box would, but it's still going to potentially rise in value over time if you buy the right card, which could make you a great competitive card collector. So let's be thankful that collecting cards in our 40s actually right now is not only socially acceptable, but it's actually pretty cool. You can be the cool dad or the cool mom, but let's be honest, I'm pretty much talking to guys here at the bus stop talking about your sports cards. Guys, I'm the 40-year-old collector Paul Hickey with nooffseason.com. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. I hope you check out more at nooffseason.com. Have a great day.